Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions, your host, Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest, Emilio Ortiz. And Emilio, there were two things you were telling me about. First of all, in terms of that story, you were mentioning that you had permit for gun, you know, to carry your gun and all, and that luckily you did not have your gun that day with you, because what would have happened if you had your gun?
I would have not been here, talking with you right now. I'd be gunner because, quite frankly, what I learned out of this experience is that it's not enough to have a permit to carry a gun. You really have to be thinking about what type of commitment you have in case that you have to draw the gun and defend yourself. My main thought is that if I would have had the gun on me that day, I would be dead for two reasons. Number one, I would have tried to get out of the car in order to have a clear shot at my opponent outside of the car. That's a big mistake because I would have presented a very easy and large target standing up out of the car. Number two, I realized that if I would have had a gun in there, I would have never shot through the windshield of my car, probably thinking that the noise or, I'm going to shoot through the windshield. You know, is the bullet going to get there? I'm going to break my windshield of my car. All that is nonsense when you have in that type of situation, which gives the advantage to the criminal, because a criminal pulls a gun, takes out the gun, pulls the trigger, and they are determined to kill you. So my lesson learned was if I pull the gun, I better be ready to fire and kill if necessary to protect my life.
And have the full training to do
it
correctly.
And have a full training to do that, you know?
The other incredible thing about this story, in terms of, you know, your analysis of what saved you. You put your hands in front of your head.
Yes.
And the bullet hits your hand. But what saved you?
The two bullets hit me. One grazed my left shoulder and embedded in the seat. The other bullet hit the crown of my Patek Philippe Nautilus watch. And I am saying the name of the watch because it literally also saved my life. Because had it been perhaps
like what I have, my Timex plastic one, I'd be dead. Yeah.
the bullet split. It opened the hole in my hand, and it split, and it went around my left arm. In different segments, different sizes of segments, and liquefied microscopic particles solidified afterwards, but were liquid in the hand, and it took many years, 20 years, to have the body expel them slowly out of my hand, but fortunately, the hand, which is one part of the body that had so many little bones, none of the bones were affected. And when they operated my hand, the surgeon said, "Man, you're so lucky because, the only thing it was grazed the nerve that didn't even sever the nerve. It just grazed it, and you're going to have full recovery." Mm-hmm.
And as far as your analysis of if it hadn't been stopped by the watch, that would have been in your head, the bullet.
It would have been straight in my head because my hand was just barely above my eyes.
Yeah. So that's
so it was straight into my head.
That day, you were saved twice. You were saved. You were saved by a watch, and you were saved by this
this
good
angel,
Samaritan
this guy that stopped over.
Didn't even really give you his address, or he may mention his name, but given your circumstances,
he gave me his name, and I recall him, but I cannot say. Everything is so fuzzy, and
No, you were dizzy, almost unconscious by the time you arrived at the hospital. And talk about unconscious, your wife. So your wife thought, you know, you went off to the country club or something. You just didn't follow her into the garage. You went off after making sure that she was fine. You just went off into the, you know, into the cabana country club. So they call her from the hospital and they tell her, you know, that you're there, but I'm okay,
and
she should come. Yeah.
Yeah, she should come.
Okay, so she arrives at the hospital.
Before she arrives at the hospital, she has to go through the red light and sees my car all smashed up, and she
wrapped around a pole.
She says, "Oh my God, what happened here?" You know, Emilio is gone.
So she says, "This is not good."
They didn't
tell me the truth when they called.
Exactly. Right?
She arrives at the hospital.
She's already shaking and looking for me and all that, and then said, no, calm down. It's only been shot.
in addition to the car accident, he also was shot. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, he's okay, yeah? And what happened to her?
Well, she almost fainted. She says that she didn't quite faint, but she said, you know, the floor sank under her. Then they took her to me and said, no, he's okay. You can talk to him, you know?
Yeah, the story. And part of the story, which is a dilemma that we all face, and Emilio, by the way, is a really, really, your best friend is Richard Betancourt, the grandfather of Stefano, who was recently killed in a carjack. And you know, one of the dilemmas we all have, and that you had there, is you're now a witness because you did see these two people. You could identify these two kids. That had done this. And so tell us, you know, the dilemma that one faces in terms of being a witness in a criminal case. You know, what happened there? What was your decision?
The decision was very difficult, and this is why I...
But you were able to identify them clearly.
I saw them very clear, because when they came back, they went by me very slowly, looking at me, and I looked at them, and I could see exactly, knew exactly how they looked. So several days later, the police comes to me, and they gave me about 12 pictures to identify if I could identify one of these two guys. And of course, I picked them up real fast. At that point, the dilemma started as to what would my next move be, because they had to I had to be a witness in order for them to be able to press a case. And they had been caught in another carjacking subsequent to my situation, trying to steal another car, and that's where they were caught by the police, and police was able to put together the description that I had given of the BMW with this car, and that's how they came to me with these pictures. But the big dilemma here was exactly what to do as far as my role as a citizen. What should I do? Should I go in and identify these people and be a witness? My friends, attorney friends, gave me all sorts of advice, which I'm not going to go all over here. But the most important, I think, is that they told me, you're not going to be protected regardless of what the police tells you. And because the police is the lawyer that is defending the criminal, has the right under the law to all of the your particulars. If you're a witness, you need to. They will know your name, and they will know your address, and they will know where you live, and they can do harm to you and to your family. And this is one of the most important reasons why I decided not to testify, because there had been no harm done to me, as far as recovery was concerned. And certainly I did not want to put my family in harm's way. But this is why I fully endorse, August 19th, I'm confusing the caminata for criminality on the 12th, which we should all go, dress white if possible. And the 19th,
referendum.
I think that we have to give the judges the ability to put away without bail all of these criminals that really take advantage of their freedom in order to continue committing crimes and even killing the witnesses. So I decided against proceeding with them, and I think that there should be laws that even protect further witnesses so that they cannot be killed or eliminated by these criminals.
Well, we've run out of time, and I still have a lot of things to cover, and I think for the first time, I'm just going to continue with interview for another program. So I'm going to close this program with Emilio, and we're going to cover a couple of other circumstances that Emilio had beyond his business world that I think are very great learning experiences.